everyone. Welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Teddy and Lisa. My name is Teddy Parsons, and today I am flying solo. This past Sunday evening, millions of us watched the amazing CBS special that showcased Adele's most recent concert in Hollywood and her in-depth interview with Oprah Winfrey. Adele was very open about dealing with anxiety and depression and how this was such a big impact on her life. So much of what she said resonated with me, and I wanted to share my personal journey with you. Today, I am coming to you fully exposed, raw, and unfiltered. As you know, Lisa and I always want to keep it real. I want to share with you about my own bouts of depression, anxiety, and the fear of never living up to others' expectations. I want to be very clear that today's podcast is not a cry for help, or am I looking for sympathy or for someone to try and fix me? That's not necessary. The past 18 months has truly been a struggle for all of us. Between the 2020 election and the ongoing pandemic, we are all on edge and we all are sorting through some pretty heavy stuff. Most importantly, I want to let you know that it's okay no matter where you are at this moment and no matter how you are feeling, it's okay to be sad. It's okay if you feel lonely. It's okay to be angry, and it's okay to be afraid. These are normal feelings you're having, and you are not alone, my friends. A lot of us are going through some really heavy stuff and trying to sort all of this out alone. That's the tough part, and nobody should ever tell you to get over it or make you feel like less of a person because what you are experiencing at this moment. This is your story and your journey, and you alone have the right to share it when you are ready and to whomever you would like to. I have never been a person who has suffered from depression or anxiety, but this past year has been a real struggle for me, my friends. A struggle that I need to face head on, and one that I should not be ashamed of. We all struggle with something, and sometimes the struggles are too big for us to handle or face alone. Sometimes we need to know when to reach out to others, perhaps a loved one, our pastor, a good friend, or a professional who can help us sort through all this heavy baggage that we are carrying. After all, I'm a strong believer that therapy is a gift we give ourselves. I will be sure to list some resources on today's episode narrative on where and how you can find different ways to reach out for help. Again, it's really okay to ask for and accept help from others. For too long, we have stigmatized mental health, making it something that we should be ashamed of or never speak about. I myself have never really shared my struggles with others and usually only present one-sided version of myself. Why? I'm not really sure. Perhaps it has something to do with my past in experiencing childhood trauma, or maybe it's because I'm a bit embarrassed to show my true colors and to share with the world who Teddy really is. Today, I want you to know that I too have been suffering with some pretty serious depression and anxiety, and that over the past 6 months, it has truly been a roller coaster for me. Sometimes I just want to shut down and pretend like nothing is wrong. This is usually my go-to MO, but it's a temporary fix, kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, which does not really help or address the problems. Adele said something that really hit home to me. She said, "I had to figure out why I was seeking approval from people I don't even know. I too do this a lot. And then I realized what is absolutely exhausting is how many masks we wear, how many different masks I wear. I wear different masks around those I am closest to and those I don't even know. My whole life, I have used these masks as ways to protect myself and to try to fit into a world where I never found a place to exist. In full transparency, there are times I believe if I disappeared, would anyone even notice or would they even really care? So I ask you, my friends, why is it so hard to admit we are vulnerable and afraid and do not feel normal or right? Well, whatever normal or right looks like. Why do we need to be ashamed of feeling a certain way? Why can't we step into what we are feeling at this very moment? Maybe we are broken. Maybe we're damaged. Maybe we're flawed, or we have faults that we do not like. Maybe these faults are the same ones we see in others. Here are a few things I figured out along the way and want to share with you. It's okay for us to accept ourselves just the way we are, even if it's not a tidy and perfect package that others want to see. As Laverne Cox says, who you are authentically is all right. The shame is what kills you. Believing you are unworthy of love and belonging, that who you are authentically is a sin or is wrong. This is deadly. Who you are is beautiful and amazing. It's okay for us to forgive ourselves for being afraid, for feeling a certain way, and for not having all the answers or not knowing how to fix the problem. Let's stop beating ourselves up and really work on learning to truly love the person we see in the mirror each day. Let's focus on loving ourselves above all else. Yes, my friends, it's perfectly okay to be selfish and put ourselves first. Trust me, you are truly worth it. Let's be courageous enough to share with others when we are feeling off, feeling vulnerable, feeling afraid, or just not feeling anything at all. And let's stop stigmatizing mental illness and making it something bad or something that should never be spoken about. Let's step in. Let's own it. Maybe it's time we take a moment to do a self-inventory. We need to ask ourselves, are we surrounded by others who lift us up? Do my family and friends have my back, especially in times of trouble? And do they accept me as I truly am, flaws and all? If you answer no to these questions, perhaps it's time to find a new support system and surround yourself with others who are positive, healthy, and want to be in your camp. They want to lift you up and celebrate your uniqueness. You need to remove the toxicity from your life. I have spent way too much time in my 55 years trying to fit in and be who others want or expect me to be. This is absolutely flipping exhausting, and I no longer have the bandwidth, energy, or mental capacity to continue trying to live up to what others want or expect of me. That ship has long sailed. It will never return to port. Instead, I am going to focus on becoming the very best version of myself. I am going to focus on learning how to love me and how to share all my gifts and talents with the world. Trust me, I know that I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. But I do believe that I'm worthy of receiving love and giving love to others. Let's make it okay to let others know how we are feeling. Maybe we are depressed, or maybe we're experiencing some sort of struggle. Let's stop worrying about what others will think or say about us. As RuPaul always says, what others think about me is really none of my business. Great motto. Let's accept ourselves just as the way we are, in this moment, scars, flaws, damaged, and all. After all, we owe it to ourselves and to those who truly love us. My friends, I urge you to take the time to get to know and accept who you truly are in this moment, in the amazing gifts you give to the world. Take the time to become your own best friend and share all your gifts with the world. No matter where you are in this roller coaster journey that we call life, you are loved. You are important. You are important in love to me and so many others. Thank you for allowing me to use this episode today as a free therapy session. Today's homework is that you will go forth, be courageous, be kind to yourself and to others, and let's all make the world a better place. Remember, no matter where life's journey takes you, it's always a great time to grab a cup of coffee, some hot tea, or a martini, and let's keep it real.